If you think these are issues for other less fortunate nations, we in Australia have some startling statistics, particularly when it comes to hunger. Yes, hunger. 2.2 million Australian adults don't have enough money consistently to take care of basic needs such as housing, clothing and food. Up to a million Australian children don't always get enough to eat, and many of them rely on food relief. But the evidence, at least from overseas, is that health professionals and others don't ask about hunger. One person who does is Maureen Black, who's Professor of Paediatrics at the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore.
Sometimes I give a talk called Hunger Hidden in America. Well, it's becoming somewhat less hidden. And it's useful to look at how hunger is defined. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has a food security scale to define hunger. Actually, they don't call it hunger anymore. Doesn't sound very nice, does it? They call it food security. And then you look at where you are on a food security scale, and if you're below a cutoff, then you're food insecure.
What sort of questions do they ask to elicit that?
It incorporates two concepts. One concept is not having enough food. The other concept is worrying about not having enough food. So the questions are things such as skipping meals or not having enough food.
Rather than asking people how hungry you feel from time to time.
Yeah, there's not a question that says, really, how hungry do you feel? It says, do you not have enough food to make it through the month? Do you not eat the kinds of foods that you feel you should be eating? There are some questions that are at a household level and then some questions that are at a child level.
And this is in a nation where obesity seems to be the prime problem.
Oh, yes. Paradoxical though it may seem, there is an association between hunger and obesity. Now, if you think about it, it's not really hard to understand. Because if you don't have enough food, then you look for fill-em-up kinds of foods. The other thing that happens is if you don't have enough food on a regular basis, then when food is available, what will you do?
So it's feast or famine.
You'll binge. You'll binge. That's right.
One in five American households with children are food insecure. In collaboration with other researchers, Maureen Black has data on the health and development of 40,000 children under 3 years old in food insecure households.
Among young children who live in food insecure houses, it's not good for their health. They're more likely to be hospitalized and they're more likely to be at developmental risk.
Developmental delay or behavioral problems or both?
Both have been described. The pathways that lead to that are thought to be two. One is inadequate nutrients. For example, there are higher rates of iron deficiency. The other pathway is potentially through maternal anxiety and depression about not having enough food, because we know those affect the quality of parenting. And what we see for children under age three is that food insecurity is invisible because it does not affect children's height and weight. So you cannot look at a child and say, oh, I think that child is food insecure.
So it's not as if you were in sub-Saharan Africa.
No, you know, food insecurity in a country like the U.S. is episodic, as opposed to many places in the developing world where it's chronic. Young children are protected in terms of their growth, but they're not protected in terms of their health or their development.
It's been hard for doctors and nurses to ask about this because they haven't known the right questions to elicit an accurate answer. Maureen Black and her colleagues have developed and tested two questions.
The first one is, within the past 12 months, we worried whether our food would run out before we got enough money to buy more. And the second question is, within the past 12 months, the food we bought just didn't last and we didn't have money to buy more. One addresses whether you've worried about running out, and the other one says whether you did run out of food. So if you have an endorsement on either question, then the child is at risk for being food insecure. And what we were able to show is that those two questions had high sensitivity and specificity, and moreover, the health risks that we identified, we could find those same health risks with the screener.
And there is evidence that once these kids have been identified, some of the relief programs, at least in the US, do make a difference. Professor Maureen Black is at the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore. We'll have references for that research and others on our website, including the earwax story, if you want to hear more or see more about that. Don't forget the bulbs in the chemist, save you going to the GP, perhaps. I'm Norman Swan. You've been listening to The Health Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Norman Swan, and I'll see you next time.